Anyway, those guys I missed yesterday afternoon.
You did run
right. So if you think that that even Shirley was flabbergasted by that.
Ooh.
I heard otherwise.
What about the
subway? I heard you walk out.
The door.
I heard you walk out.
You missed the word.
You got a kiss on the chin.
Flabbergasted. He said he did a good job.
Okay, beautiful.
Back.
Always give a nice back. On the cheek.
Old cheeks.
Anyway, I was making a joke yesterday that a guy, Morty Byrne came last night and said, Morty, really got to get the dividers up out of urinals. Because I saw a guy in the right urinal, and he hit the left urinal.
Somebody told me they put in there.
The bathroom.
Where?
You got to go around.
Which?
Go around. The closet. I took the closet out, but to
with the subsink.
Yeah.
Well, that's what made it into the.
Yeah.
That's where all the stuff came from.
Yeah.
I thought you were smart and actually bought something new to the cleaning cleaning supplies.
Kitza, so.
Never.
I'm sorry for being
Kleshberg Shem. Kitza, so I see a guy. I told you, boy, I was joking. I said the guy goes to the right urinal and he always shoots to the left, so it hit the left urinal with no divider. He's got to put a divider and some sugar. A guy says last night, he said, yeah, I used the urinal. What do you mean you used the urinal? There's no divider. I stood facing my back, facing the wall, where the window is. Yeah, how'd you get it into the left side? Took a hook shot? What are you, nuts?
Banker.
And he says, well, I want to try it out. I mean, you got a new urinal. First of all, I don't have the
no
mints.
Volume.
The mints are not in there. If the mints are not in there, it just gonna smell. You know, hello. I couldn't believe it. Guy was serious. He said, "Yeah, he took a hook shot. He didn't want people to see, so he."
Well, see, people are gonna see if it's a hook shot.
I don't know. I told Morty, you better get a divider up because I see guys are really taking advantage. Happy getting on my shots. Let's go. So today's shiur is sponsored for Shlema Folzheim Zev and Rachel. Here's Avraham Rivka Rachel. Baruch Hashem came from the hospital last night. Avraham Rivka Simon Aaron Esther. Bring the money to Israel Sarah, a guy in the Chabur's mother who's going through treatments. Yitzchak Mishalam, Yaakov Mifruma, Tzvi Mishan Arminas, also Bas Bela. Welcome. We missed you yesterday. You missed a lot of stuff yesterday. Shim Rachel Leo. Avraham Megillo, our soldier. So I have a Mashat Slacho. Esther Lichai Yafa, Domin Miriam Peril. Chav, Handabas Yehudas, the Rebbetzins. Rebbetzin Kaplan, Michal Dovin Mechana Shira, and my brother Shver, Baruch Hashem, very successful surgery. Moshe Ephraim and Sarah Miriam is already in the eateries because now it's cleaned out. They actually couldn't find him Friday morning in the hospital. He was in the cafeteria looking for him. He said, I just got to finish up one from the vending machine. He bought something. Yeah, he's very fun. Like that. Anyway, it's Cameron Chaim's wife. She had a heart attack, but I'm saying she's doing a lot better now. They added her name. She wasn't well.
Crazy, after her brother passed away.
After her brother passed away, yeah. Who? Vichna. I just said it, didn't I?
Her name's not Vichna.
No, not
wrong Cameron.
No. Chava Handel Bas Yehudas. Anyway, also. She is sponsored the Hatzlacha for all the Yungalai to Amos and Nefesh in the world.
That should come first, not
you're right.
Not,
it should come first. I meant last night I said it first. Last night I said it first. As long as I say it, Yungalai to Amos and Nefesh. And also, of course, all the Baal Batim who have Bitochen in America.
$106 million.
Yeah, so it's not, it's yesterday. It's half of today, half of yesterday.
No, half today.
Half tomorrow?
No, by the word tonight.
Half of today's
time. You guys are off. I'm not telling you. You can't use both advantages. Moshe, you weren't here yesterday. I want to hear about it. We were waiting the whole day yesterday for you to come because we had a guy in your seat the whole time. So we were waiting for you to come in. man.
He got a text.
He got a text on Chavez not to come. No, Goldberg was there. You see it? They were shaky. He was all shaky. He was sitting here. He ate over here. The meals were here. Free is free, you know what I mean? Okay, anyway.
Only.
He paid good. $1,000.
Why good? What is he getting the $1,000?
A hole? One of my guys was here last night at 12:30.
And brand new urinals.
$1,000 to clean?
No, cleaning my guys. Could be on Friday for an hour, schlepping the tables out. And
look at the
$300, $400.
Okay, and what's, how much does a member pay?
So it's $700 more than
we members, we pay them.
And no, membership.
We're hoping that somebody will make a simcha.
You have to have a, it's not like I'm looking at someone's nose. Here, you'll get 2,000.
When I walk into to Jacob Lounge, they say, oh, yeah, try the double.
It's the season.
We've got
about
season. Season's the button. Let's go. Before, if we don't stop, Mr. Hefter's going to leave the ship. Ah! Chutzpah. Okay.
He didn't hear it.
Magasa. Okay. So we're up to measuring. We're up to old times halachas of measuring. We said that measuring is a very chumadic thing. The Torah, you can't if you're a guy who sells stuff by measure and you rob from people, you steal from 100,000 people over 10 years, you have no way to repay them. It's at the Gefer Lechazach, so you really have to be careful with this stuff. So Maksh Nogalom Magas, you steal from one guy, you return it, you're good to go. So Gemara says, Simon Aimaim and Gurchim Agam Litur Shoishiv S and Avish Mishkos Machak Ova Lysas Lyasa. Turnabana. Minayan sh ain't muchkin but makam shagochin. Ain't gochin makam. How do you know that you don't muchkin means you smooth out the top? You give it's the difference between a heaping and a not a heaping. Heaping or a weeping? One's a third more. That's, I guess. Makash gochim and gochim makshim malkin. Tam lema eifo shlemo. You got to give the full measurement. So if the minig is to give gochim or the minig is to be malkin, that's what you have to do over there. That's the honest way of doing. When I ain't shem amar any malkit, but makam she gochim. I think there's a possibility. When I ain't, there's a lot of stuff today. Well, Baruch Hashem, the basement's hard to sleep, so he's going to be here, Baruch Hashem. No, I'm just saying, Chapel has to recapitulate his... Evan Shlomo with Tzedek Yeloch, Efer Shlomo with Tzedek Yeloch. So it says Tzedek. So Gemara says, Efer Shlomo, Menayin Shem Amarini Moichik, Mokish Goyshem, Lifchus Amin Adomim, Marini Godesh, Mokish Mokim, Lahuzdan Adomim. What if the guy says, I'm willing to pay for it? I'll pay you, I'll take off. It's a Mokim that you do a heaping. He says, I don't want a heaping. I don't want to give you a heaping, I'll give you the weeping. I'll give you flat. So how do you know that, and we'll take off some money. There's a lot of things you can't do that with Tamlam, Efer Shlomo, Vetzedek, Yeloch. And the reason is, the Rashbam says, Davze yochel lovel de ramois, they could cause him need of a yoda. Little pockets, a little service. He doesn't know about the deal that he made up. But in the Maisa, in that town, it's a Kedisha. It's a heapin. And he doesn't know he took off money. So he thinks the guy's cheating him. So it comes out, and then next time he's going to do it, and this guy's going to do it. People see back forth, nobody knows what's going on. There's a system, follow the system. That's what the Torah says. Einim means that you even Steven, the scales is just even. Because we said everything is the minute. Same idea. You're gonna add or take. You don't do that. I'm gonna read the Masura. Means you're not going to have money. Matam, why not? Mishum eifo. You're not going to have money in your house. That's the way you're dashing. Rambam says, "Mamoin matam matam liyachol beischa mamoin matam warnam shum eifa ve'eifa shel kach begedolu omeichem ektano beisecha kroy yisera kadosh ve'eifa lo yilach bekiska matam shum eben mishum eben ve'eben mishum eben ve'eben ve'eben abo eben shleim v'sedek yilach eifa shleim v'sedek yilach and that will create money in your house." Rambam says that if you want to have money. You will have money. You want to get rich? You have to do honest business. Honest business you will gain. Tarabon. What is it? The kettle calling the guy black? How do you say that? Kettle call. Cadillac converter. Wait for these two guys to finish their coffees.
Tarabal. It's very hard.
It's not
if you can, to be honest. You know,
yeah, Cadillac converter. Tarabana, it's always the chassis. A guy like me that walks in, there's always something wrong with the chassis. I know what they were talking about. Tarabana, Lialoch, Malamed.
You haven't been to a guy like me. Don't
a guy like me. I take my car to Toyota. You want to know Geneva? Those guys, just, I don't know, Nisata, Masata, Amura, they forgot this whole concept.
They teach it.
Lialoch, Malamed, Mamidim, Agardim, and Lamidos. You don't get the white glove service.
You gotta punch your way along. They can call the guys Rebbe.
They already became Jewish.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, they scream good. Don't stand here. Why can't I stand here? Le'yelach malamish ma'midim agardim lamidos. You put policemen to make sure that the measurements are good. I mean, there's a what do you call it? There's like a. No, like a department, a measure department in Lakewood, and the measure department, they take care of this. They might mean I guard them with but you don't put guards to make sure the guy is priced well. You don't have a guy going to chapel. What do you charge a bumper? 400 overpriced. Why? Because it's a swara. If chapel's overpriced, it's not gonna have business. It's only a matter of time till it lowers its price, because there's 14 other guys in Lakewood who are half the price. So if he's way overpriced, if he gives a service, it's not overpriced. He gives a service, that's the price. But if he's the same exact as the other guys, they're both serviced in the same way, and one guy's charging $50 a month and one's charging $250, it's only a matter of time until a $250 guy is going to come down in price. You don't need to have a policeman for that. I would just give the guy an extra $250 and walk away and never use the place.
Why?
Sit there with the cops. So he sat there with the cops for an hour and a half.
Oh,
principal.
Oh,
it was a principal guy. That guy probably gets mad at the guy back. That's principal. He gave him a review. At the hunt. No, you can't self pump in New Jersey. Anyway,
Can we discuss this
with you? Yeah. Benicio, Kimo, I got him. One second.
He's the guy, by the way.
In Benicio, they did both. They had a department for the measurement and a department for the right price. A right price department. Go teach them. Shmuel told Karna, his name was Karna, go teach him Amida and Gadol Amidas. Go out and say that that's the halacha. So Novak, he went on his own volition. Darishlu, Amida and Gadol Amidas Ben Hasharim. He changed what he said. He didn't listen to the rabbi. Amalei Mashmach, what's your name? Karna. Typically Karna Beina, you should grow a horn in your eye. They bring down that he was able to see, but he ended up looking funny the rest of his life because of this. A horn.
Actual horn?
A horn. That's what I saw.
Pimple.
It's a Cadillac converter. Nafkla kind of ain't it. He caught a horn in his eye. The EU commands over. So what was he thinking? This the horn guy. He had Amr He had a cheshbon. He wasn't like off, but the mice, because he didn't listen to him, even though Rashbam brings down the Gemara in Shabbos that there was another reason why he got the horn. He says Zebizah Garmla. It was both things.
Was he tested properly when he came to?
Yeah.
Oh,
beautiful.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, the big bus?
Yeah. Bus comes so early. These kids are waiting up and down the block. It's unbelievable.
There are many
buses. Turn around, bottom.
I don't know what you can do, but not this age.
You make Abdullah in the morning for the whole family? I am vakish men a litra. If you ready? Lots of Shabbos.
Come to sleep then.
Yeah. You can't. If you come to the share now, you have to eat pizza. Gary got pizza last night. Talk about Yavakman and Litro.
Thank you, Gary. Gary, we didn't get pizza.
Well, you were here last night.
If you would have been here at 6 to see this morning, you would have gotten something.
There we go.
We're lying.
Gary, you didn't take home the box? You just ate from the inside?
What?
Inside out?
I didn't take from what?
I thought you were taking on the rest of the pizza.
Yeah.
So you left the box here?
I left the box here.
Oh, what was that?
Everything else.
Oh, okay. Inside out. Okay, you know what? Ice couples, Macha. Take a picture, please, next time. Put it on the Hilbert roll, what's left. I think
really
we
like,
cleaned up. Didn't we clean up?
You really wanted to do that?
The people that ate.
I thought you guys were here cleaning up all night.
That's the $1,000 room. Don't worry about him. Vakman and Litra.
The night chair has to pay $1,000.
Tell everybody, Vakish from Metalitra, Gary, give him the credit card that you bought the pizza with. Vakish from Metalitra, Shaika. You guys didn't know what happened. I have now an account by Seasons. You heard this story? Okay.
You bought an airplane also in Seasons?
Tell everybody, Vakish from Metalitra, Shaika Litra.
I bet I did. They give you better prices than a few of them.
Vakish from Metalitra, Shaika Litra. If you guys want a Litra, Litra is a measurement. I don't know what it is. How much is a Litra?
That's
the story
of the ocean.
Right, so how big is it? That's that chunk.
That piece of
yeah.
metal,
it's double half wood.
It's interesting because they spoke. I wonder if this is one of the places. I wonder if this is one of the places they asked him. He said, "What's in Negev?" I don't know. It's not really Negev, but the only one place in Negev is by Ben Sari Meir. You have to eat a litra basa. You have to steal a litra basa and eat it. That's really what it's saying. But it's not a gay Ben Zarin Murray today anyway.
What did he answer?
He went through and shot all the places where it says where Handel's literal. And he saw it was a week after the surgery. They thought Yasha wasn't with the program. They realized he knows the whole shots back and forth. Why not? Means that you make these measurements till there, but once it's less than that, the Rashbam says, if it's so little measurements to get mixed up with, very easy to mix up. So maybe you don't do that. You don't do less. You use coins. What if I want to buy 3/4 litra, but there's no such measurement? So achas, because the revoy litra you have, so you do 1/1/1. El shekel litra, umenach rid for revia litra mabasa. You put what you do is you take a revia measurement and you put it with the meat. So now all you have to do is put in 3/4 of meat. Now the problem is you want 3/4 meat.
Right. With the meat, you put
1/4 of
the
meat.
So
why don't you put 1/2 and 1/4 together in one place?
10 quarters, huh?
Oh, 1/2 quarters are available.
Right.
But 1/2 quarter, why do you have to
work? Why can't you do 3/4?
This is only one.
No, there's no.
You had
a quarter.
This
is
the smallest one.
Right.
A quarter was the smallest. The Gemara says you don't do 3/4. Why can't you do that?
Well, they don't make a three-quarter one. Don't they?
No, three quarters. Wait.
Oh, three-quarter one?
Yeah, you don't do that because you have to machriya for each one. That's why. The machriya for each one. You have to give a little extra. So the guy's going to lose out. And the Rashbam says, we're talking about a place where you don't have to bring it down. We're not talking about makam, where you don't tip the scale up to tevach, because then you just you have to tip the scale more if you put this revi on. So we're talking about a place where you don't do that. You just give a little extra. So.
That's why
the quarter may fall off.
Put a half and a quarter on one side, the quarter may fall off, and the wire is not going to be worried.
The bomb says that.
Does it go back and go back? I'm driving in half hour today.
Peace of mind. Yeah, peace of mind. What's this guy buying? He's buying three quarters of meat.
Three quarters of meat, yeah. You wouldn't add. You add one time, right? So he just said. He just said in the Rambam. I thought I saw something else. One second. What does the Rambam say? One second. Kol reviyav ne'atmoi lo yom lashkoli akad akol reviyav atu sheyeshul shalishkob revach ma'asu shemesh shalzanta. Mister Vashem shu achrois. Achor lohi dima yochol tzamtzay ma'achrois chad shuri the reviyav ken v'tov ma'chira shi achrois v'tov ma'chira. Revel litrish u'davar kal. Oh, he says because the normal way is you use one, you don't put together a few things, as Baum says. The normal way is you don't mix measurements on one side. You use one measuring stick. He says because it would fall off. Maybe it's the same. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vayter. A guy wants 10 litrin. That's all, because you only give one extra. Turn about nefesh. Oh, now we're going.
So you do more than one at a time.
Right.
There you do.
How often do you do 10 litrin?
You do 10 1 liters.
10 1 liters, yeah. Right.
Right.
I guess over here you don't have a choice. So anyway, he brings down over here like this. So Gary made a picture. I think the top picture is wrong, Gary. No?
Yeah. Why?
Because this is the case we're talking about in the Gemara.
No, it's both.
Both?
Yeah,
both
air store, ceiling, or the floor.
No. Okay, this I understood. First of all, okay, a few interesting words.
At this point, we have none of these cases.
Fulcrum, I don't know what this is. Gary, what's a fulcrum? Okay. No, the word is your parents have a scale?
It's the point.
I want, can you, why you should have brought it?
For what?
I wanted to call Nakanovska last night. She has one. She puts out L from her grand. She got from her grandmother, antique. It's a scale. She puts it out every year. L on the right when you come in. I meant to call it.
Like the Hanukkah one. Does he put his keys in there?
Yeah. No, it's just in your mind. Mrs. Amman, what's it called?
So
last night I said it, so Stein says, I can't. He says, forget about it. he's like, don't bring it. When you weigh a certain amount, scales are very bad for you. No, I'm just joking. Anyway, you should get one. So this middle ball, this ball is called a fulcrum. This is the rod. The masna is the chains, and the kaf is the cup that you put your keys in, like you said. And then this is
the floor.
This is the floor. But really, the Gemara is talking about where it's hung like this. And the halacha is that you can't have it too high from here or too low to the floor because
that's the
scale.
Top picture. Too low to the floor is the top picture.
Right,
table.
Okay, fine. You could have just made one picture and then. No, you hang it too low so that it hits the floor.
That was copy and paste.
Okay, fine. All right, we'll let you go.
Great job.
Thank you.
Great job, guys. So if you have a scale that's too close to the top, you have a hanging scale that's too close to the top, when it leans, when you put, let's say, 5 pounds, this thing's going to hit like a seesaw, hits the ceiling, you won't get the right measurement. Or if it's too close to the floor, also it hits the floor, so you don't get the right measurement. And that's what Gemara is discussing over here. What is the measurement? So the Gemara said,
why is that a question?
No. You'll see in a minute. You can't have it too high from the top, because then it depends what you're measuring also. If you only measure ounces...
If this rod is not going to hit the top, it doesn't matter what you're going to put on the other side.
I know, but sure, let's say... So you're saying you need to have let's say this rod is 15 inches, and over here is 15 inches, you need to have 16 inches. The Gemara doesn't say that. It depends what, because it depends what you're measuring. If you're measuring small stuff, it doesn't matter. Because it never gets close. If you're measuring heavy stuff, then it matters. It depends on what you measure.
That was a full flunk.
Flunking. You don't measure the bones. You pay for the bones? I never pay for the bones. I pay even for the bag and for the thing, and the guy's hand is on the scale like this, and then he puts the thing on. They weigh and then cover it. Interesting. It's Mamash Negei, a kosher village. These stores that weigh things, it's Mamash Negei. This is Mamash Negei, this is Gemara. I mean, you could steal from, by mistake, you could steal from thousands of people. You have no idea who, what, where. There's no way for you to pay back. Your scale's off. Unless you make a disclosure. I don't know. There should be a disclosure.
I don't feel like New Jersey, you know, the stamp on every scale?
Or you can set it.
Scales are regular?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, so the Mamash Gadim, this Gemara, we said.
Yeah, we said that.
In New Jersey,
the department? Yeah, it's a real
department. Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, that's what you're trying to say?
There's the Department of Measures, of Weights and Measures.
Oh, there is a Department of Measures?
Department of Weights and Measures.
In New Jersey, on every scale.
Hey, you have it?
He doesn't have a scale, he said.
Does Kanofsky have a job?
Don't they do the signs to see how fast people go and measure that?
Yeah, that's a side project. That's like the end of the year project.
The downtime.
They're actuaries. They figure out like how a guy got fat from head to head, you know, the stores. Anyway, let's go. How many hot dogs you have to eat to get fat? Oh, okay. That's why his wife makes a chance. Okay. Tara, buddy, you ready?
Board is up.
Your scale at home isn't. How do you know it's right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Maybe I'm totally off. Oh my gosh. Okay, we'll actually bring it in.
Hello, you're the weight. You might be off.
You have a scale that's properly measuring your store in your place? For skids? You don't measure stuff? You don't weigh stuff to send out?
UPS?
It's all compared to the last
one. Charge by weight.
Talking about your Voxmanu.
Shipping is close by weight.
I'm the biggest customer you ever had.
He doesn't.
Talking about Nefesh Maznaim.
He gets the packaging from the thing. It has it on the weight on it.
You ready? Nefesh Maznaim. Nefesh Maznaim.
You get a package.
Sorry. Nefesh Maznaim, Tluyab Avagim Tvachim. Has to be hung 3 Tvachim down. The Gavoy Minar Shlosh Tvachim has to be higher from the ground 3 Tvachim. So this picture, Mamash Gav is Macham to the Gemara. The Kana Umasna Shlosha, the Kana and the Masna Shlosha, Shnaim Asa.
That's not regulated. They just everything is open.
One second. The Kana Masla Shnaim Asa Tvachim. The Kana, which is Kana, is the rod, and the Masna, which is the chains, together have to be 12 Tvachim. 4 foot, yeah. Michelle Tsamarim, if you have a wool guy, a guy's measured wool with a gagam is glass. Mirrors, glass. Tluyab Abishnate Vachim, we're going, no, Shnate Vachim, it's less. We're kind of master test talking. Michelle Henry, Shabbais, Tluyab Abishnate, we're going to Tefach. We're kind of master Shlah, Shisha Tvachim, it's less. Michelle Turtani, Turtani is what? Numak, what's Turtani?
Gemstone.
Michelle Turtani, that's where Moshe used to work. I don't know how tall the one that we said 12 demai. What's that going on? Amra Papa di Yigurumi. That's the Yigurumi is oh Mazda, very good. I think it was yesterday, but fine. The Yigurumi. The Yigurumi is an actuary, so I really just trust his numbers. But Machi usually Machi refuted him a few times, and therefore I'm second guessing the actuariness. The Yigrumi. What's Yigrumi? Yigrumi is Tzarfin Echoshes of Barzel, so it's heavy stuff. When you're measuring heavy stuff, if you're measuring, you go to like, what's the name? What's the guy's name? The guy who claps by Shchodesh. No. Shmidas. See, he's measuring little gold, little diamonds on his scales, so he needs a small scale, little pitsy scale. But if you have you're measuring big stuff, you need a monster scale. Amar Amani bar Patish. Kederach Amru Le'inyan Yisuron. Just like we said, Le'inyan Yisuron, that there's a different measurement for different types of things that you're measuring. Kach Amru Le'inyan Tumasan. When it comes to Tumah, it's the same idea. It means what constitutes something to make it Tumah has to be a kli. If something is not the right measurements for a scale, the scale is not a useful scale, then it's not a kli. You can't use it. What do you mean? We know that. It's a Mishnah. I said, yeah, but that doesn't say in the Mishnah. So our Gemara is the limud, what makes a scale tummy, how big it has to be. Only if it's our size, it'll be tummy, because that's considered a kli. Tanya Rabbanan. Ain't noise in mishkal, you don't make the weights, leishal bats. Bots. Lishal Aver. What's bots? Bots is a...
Tin.
Tin man. Lishal Aver. Aver is lead. Lishal Gisteron. Gisteron is...
Aver.
Some...
Aver is not lead.
What? Aver is what?
It was plumber.
What's it? I don't know. Lishal Gisteron?
This was like an owl. I think it's a mixture of metals.
Okay.
Aver is lead.
No?
Yeah.
Aver is lead. Lishal Shar, meaning Matechos. Matechos, other metals. The metals, the... You make a rock, and even though you see in the scales in the shuk, you always saw metal stuff you always saw metal weight, a metal thing on the other side. It's straw. I remember seeing it. Okay.
That's the cup.
No, the weight is metal. No, what they put a rock? It's metal. I always see metal.
We're in Israel.
Yeah.
They don't have a department of weights and measures there.
Everybody's overweight. Ain't oisin a machik shadlas. You don't make the smoother, right? They smooth up the top. We said to make heapy or weepy. Shadlas. Dlas is something very light. Mishukav. Loisha mateches. Mishumachma is too heavy. So someone's going to lose out. Everything has to be in a.
What are you doing with this thing?
You're smoothing out the top. So if it's heavy, it sinks in the stuff. So maybe it's not going to be. And if it's light, it doesn't. So you got to do just right. It'll be just right. 1 second. You have to go to Sabra to enjoy that word. I heard that word every day of my life. The machak is the smoother. You can't make one side thick, but tzidei echad kotzer. And the reason is because then you're going to buy with the thick and sell with the thin. It has to be even, Stephen. Lo yimchak bas achas, can't do one shot. Shamechak bas achas, ra'al mechak, that's bad for the mechak. Yafal lekech. Lo yimchak ma'at ma'at, shira'al lekech, yafal mechak. You have to just right. It's like painting a car. It has to be just a smooth finish. Akulan Amar and Yerchem Zakai, Oilim Amar, Oilim Loy Amar. It means he's doomed if yes, doomed if not. It means either way, whether he knows the measurements or he doesn't know, whether he's teaching or not, he's doomed. Why? Im Oimer, Shem Yimnaramoyim. Vim Loy Oimer, Shem Yimnaramoyim. Because if you say this, why are you saying Zalacha? Because you're saying someone will get cheated. Then you're teaching a guy how to cheat. Im Loy Oimer, they don't know what's going on. They were able to pull a fast one over them. See, by the way, Amro Eloyam is Lamaisa. What happened? Amro Shema Yitzchak. Amro. 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 Ki Sharm Dach Hashem Zanikei Chabah Poishim Yichshubam. The Eibushter, it's a special skula that the Eibushter gives Sadikim that you do the right thing and the people that are supposed to learn from you will learn from you and the people that the other guys, they'll...
What time is this?
that you don't have to worry that the Lashon Hara are going to know what's going on. Tanan Baran. L'sas Ovo Mishpat Midah Mishkol Masura. The Midah, Zum Midah is Kaka. That's measuring Kaka with a rope. That you don't. Let's say you're selling two partners a Kaka, so you can't measure one guy in the winter, one guy in the summer. Because one guy's getting less, one guy's getting more. Or the Rabbi Nechal says, it's talking about the actual property. The Kaka Mishkol Masura goes up and down. So there's crevices. In the summer, there's ditches and the karka goes. You end up getting more or less maybe because you go in the ditch. And in the winter you get more because
it's only done more because it's open.
So you get more.
Expands.
Right, it expands. The property expands. Right? Usually, most
yeah,
well, the Mishbam brings down both. Look at the 47. 19. So in the. You don't soak your weights in salt because in salt it makes it heavier. You don't. This is the beer. You ever go to a baseball game? If you ever go, they fill beer. There's foam this much on the cup. So that is a problem. When you pour in fast, it foams up. The guy's not really getting a full cup. That's why you go to baseball game to learn this halacha. Why they do that? What are you talking about? They do that because they give you only a quarter ounce of beer. I don't know.
Should
I say v'kavachomer? Umam mesuyer sheyechem shloish meshisha belug. He pidlof toyer v'kavachomer lehin v'chatzim shushem v'risem belug v'chatzim v'risem v'chatzim tumah v'uchlo. Which means to say what tumah v'uchlo is. So Mela, you have to be careful. You see that even a minute difference, you have to be careful for sure, a big difference. You're not allowed to even hold on. If you have a gallon jug in the house that's only half a gallon, you're not allowed to keep it in your house. Unbelievable. Even if it's which is a, there's a word for it. What do you call Avich Meraglime? A Lucerne? Not Lucerne,
Urinal.
No. That's what he says, urinal? A what? Latrine?
Latrine.
Latrine.
The one that blew up? Latrine is a hole in the ground.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
It's not that.
Not that. You guys don't know English.
It's just
the good news. Listen, this is very important. Only Asa Lechasimi, they don't have a guy going around stamping the jugs. Abasa Chasimi, Eloi Chazi Chasima, nobody's going to use it. Nobody goes to a gas station that doesn't have a stamp, you don't use. Asa Lechasimi, they go every now and then check. Even if they don't have a stamp, they go around, they do cross checks every now and then, you know, spot checks, you don't have to worry about it. Velohi, that's not true. Zim and the Mickey Mash Washes. You still can't live in your house. Why? Because maybe it'll come back to make you a shuckle, and you're up against the clock. Rishbam says, "What's Ben Shmashu? Shall call Trudim ve'ein roya. Inam al kach asa b'tochem Trudim ve'ein mesen liba yomiki v'shuckle." I don't know why Ben Shmashu is your Torah, but for some reason your Torah. It means Erev Shabbos.
Yeah.
It doesn't say it. I thought it means just like you're busy mincha meir.
No.
Know?
Because
Ben Shmashu always means Erev Shabbos. Okay. I wasn't sure what it means. That just means that time of the night, you're busy putting the kids to sleep. Mickey Vishako. Okay, we'll stop over there.
That
Zara.
That
Zara.
That
Zara. That Zara.
That
Zara. That Zara. Zok to Mishnah. Very important Mishnah. Elisha ben Avuya Omer. Listen to this one. Halayman Yelid. Lamahu Daima. Someone who teaches a kid. Lidiyak Suva Anaya Chadosh. It's a fresh book. Because old guy forgets. You learn from the little kids. It's learning nothing. Because that's zakenim have life experience. They know a lot, and there's a lot. The learning is different. Rabbi Yomer al slaka makaka mashi yesh boy yesh kan chodesh mal yoshem yoshem after chodesh. He says it's not a klal. It's not a klal. You don't make a klal about this. There are some young guys who you can really learn a lot from, and there are some old guys who you really can't learn anything from. So you gotta really take it, and depends on the situation.